And next up on the stream of free radio at freakradio.org, it's the day after Christmas show on December 26, 2019 of Bathrobes, Pierre's Broadsides. Lots of bits and snatches, rags and patches, and a few imports from here and there off of Facebook. But you might find it interesting. It's I'm going to begin with actually a possible new intro theme song. And I'm going to give you the rough version of the theme song by Utah Phillips, an old folk singer who came and went, and an old wobbly anarchist, industrial worker of the world activist, and a musician. He was also, didn't see him too much on the streets of Santa Cruz, but he was famous around these parts for a while and actually played, I may have done some live stuff for Free Radio Santa Cruz in its earlier days. We're going to hear a little bit of him and then some of his commentary on the song that he's singing, which is an old wobbly tune. Wobbly, of course, is the old kick out the bosses union that was strong around the turn of the last century. And it kept organizing. I was still organizing when I came to Santa Cruz in the 70s. One of my old fellow activists, Lighthouse Linda Lemaster, was a member of the IWW and introduced me to their HQ and some of their people. But anyway, here is Utah Phillips doing a little singing. And I'd like to get your opinion. Give me an email or phone in and let me know if you like this. This is a new intro song rather than the old one, which I've been playing for goodness knows how many months and certainly a number of years. Sing me a song of social significance, or the bits that I play initially at the beginning of every show. Here we go.
Forlorn and hungry, are there lots of things you lack? Is your life made up of misery? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are your clothes all torn and tattered? Are you living in a shack? Would you have your troubles scattered? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are you almost split asunder? Loaded like a long-eared jack? Boob, why don't you buck like thunder and dump the bosses off your back? All the agonies you suffer, you could end with one good whack. Stiffen up, you ornery duffer, and dump the bosses off your back. Bah, bah, bah.
And here's a little of Utah Phillips' commentary prior to the song, which you can also catch on YouTube. Just look for Utah Phillips.
Well, so they decided to organize. I mean, it wasn't really a decision. It gets rammed down your throat. You can only take so much. Then I suppose it was a little easier to identify who the enemy was. The process a bit more subtle than these the waning days of Babylon. Well, of course, then, you didn't have free public education, at least not for our booming people. You didn't have mass media. Well, you had songs, you had stories, and you had conversation. See, today, well, let me put it this way. All of us assign blame in our own best interest, right? Well, if we assign blame in our own best interest, that means blame is relative. And if blame is relative, then one of the important functions in society becomes who controls the blame pattern. Why is it that large bodies of workers, like in my country, assign blame downward to some welfare chiselers down at the bottom? You know, they say trying to get a little bit of something for nothing. And they never assign blame upward to the handful of big-time chiselers at the top that get a whole lot of something for doing nothing at all. Well, that's because the blame pattern is manipulated. Sure, through the public schools. You know, we give our kids over to that when we put them in public school. And then the public schools build in little automatic responses, levers and buttons. When they go into the labor force, you see, then the government reaches out through its media in every home and pushes those buttons and pulls those levers and elicits massive response for or against anything it chooses. Like I say, it was easier to identify who the enemy was. You're booming into the freight yards. You could see the private cars rolled off on the siding. You could see, as you were sweating underground, like in Butte, the mansions being built in a ring on the hills around. See, and the mansions working their way higher up the hill, the deeper you dug yourself into the ground. Okay, easy to see. And the solution was a little easier to see, too. You know, dump the bosses off your back. And one thing I should mention is this music is not great poetry. You probably figured that out right away, didn't you? Well, that's because it was real simple. It had to be simple because people didn't speak a lot of English or had never been to school. But it's not like your modern protest music, which tends to be introverted. A lot of it very poetic. Hard to understand, though. Middle-class music written for middle-class consumption because they got the bread to buy it, okay? What I'm saying, there's a lot of difference between how many miles must a white dove sail before it can rest in the sand and dump the bosses off your back. Now, that's your line in that song, by the way, an old hymn tune, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The Wobblies like to steal the hymn tunes because they were pretty and changed the words so they made more sense.
So, just for shits and giggles, as we used to say, let's hear it again.
Are you cold, forlorn, and hungry? Are there lots of things you lack? Is your life made up of misery? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are your clothes all torn and tattered? Are you living in a shack? Would you have your troubles scattered? Then dump the bosses off your back. Are you almost split asunder? Loaded like a long-eared jack? Boob, why don't you buck like thunder and dump the bosses off your back? All the agonies you suffer, you could end with one good whack. Stiffen up, you ornery duffer, and dump the bosses off your back. Ba ba ba.
And we're going to be hearing more of Utah Phillips' compliments of YouTube throughout the show. I had a little trouble with Utah Phillips personally, but I like what he stands for. I like what he sings about. He lived until 2008 when he died in May, and I guess a bit of remembering him today. And hearing some of his songs, which were actually songs that the IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World, sang and organized around, which was really more important.